Yes, John.
I went and took a look at what was on the web using my own account, and the thing that I found interesting was is that you had provided a cost for each one of the services or each one of the benefits provided, whether it was Blue Cross or Kaiser or whoever it was.
Right.
Is there any reason why you provided costs? Do you think there's any danger that if somebody sees that Blue Cross is $7,000 plus and some other one is $3,000 plus, that somebody's going to say, gee, I might as well go with the Cadillac or whatever it is, take the higher amount one and choose that one and change to that one?
The reason we did that is really a communication tool to convey to employees how much the district is paying, because what that chart on the page shows for both for medical, dental, and vision is that there is no employee cost, and then it presents the district cost for the particular coverage. So it really was a communication tool to get the point across as to how much these benefits do cost. Currently now on pay stubs, there is a little notation, if some people recognize it, that what the district premium is per pay period. So it is presented in a different form already. Now, in terms of people migrating to a more expensive plan, typically, I mean, they don't. And what we're seeing now also in terms of the activity within the web and what people are electing, they aren't doing that. People typically, unless there's a big change, don't change plans. And, of course, if at any point there are contributions required, then you're going to see necessarily perhaps people migrate based on cost. But we're not seeing that happening now just because it's a higher district cost. I mean, they're going to the plans that they trust or they've been with for years, and because Blue Cross is more expensive, we're not seeing people migrate to that just because of that.